Debbie Coolidge spends at least 1 week each summer catching and processing salmon that will last her the entire year, continuing the tradition she learned from her grandmother. Coolidge grew up fishing with women in her family on the Wood River near her home on Lake Aleknagik in Bristol Bay.
I started fishing when I was 8 years old. Me and my grandma and my Aunt Virginia.
Today, in her mid-50s, she's still at it and she's still independent. In early July, she heads downriver in her skiff to set nets. Her favorite fish are kings.
One year we went and sat down there. We didn't expect to get a whole bunch of kings, and our net was just smoking, and Moss and I were trying to get the net in, trying to get the fish in, and you know, they're big fish.
By early July, she usually has about 10 to 12 kings in her freezer, but this summer, she only caught 4. Coolidge's experience isn't unique. The Nooshigak River's Chinook run started slow this summer. Additionally, the huge number of sockeye returning to the bay have filled subsistence nets, taking up room that kings may have occupied in a slower sockeye season. Like many who fish this season, Coolidge caught hundreds of reds. After a long day on the river, Coolidge sets up shop under a pop-up tent in her front yard. She processes fish while they are fresh. First, she washes them. Then, she lines them up on a chest-high table. Next, she cuts them with an ulu.
It's considered a woman's knife, and we use it for everything, you know, cutting fish, cutting meat, cutting seal, beluga.
Often, she hangs them to dry.
So much rain. I'm trying to get them to dry. They're looking pretty sad, though.
And sometimes, they end up in the smokehouse.
My smokehouse, my brother and I built 30 years ago. I'm surprised it's still standing. It smells like smoke.
Once the processing is done,
ooh, we eat it.
Early this summer, Coolidge and her son enjoyed watching a show that explored Japanese food and culture. The series inspired them to share their food stories as they relate to Yupik culture and way of life. So one day, her son took out the camera and started filming.
We thought we could do that with, you know, the way we live here, you know, and we thought about doing it with, you know, king salmon with strips and, you know, catching them, canning or processing, and then eating them. And then also we thought about doing that with, you know, some of the greens that we pick, so incorporating that into the video, as well as berries, and then making a tsuyok and a gurok and eating it and enjoying it and just showing the world what our life is like, you know.
For Coolidge, the project is not just about the food she eats. It's also about culture, community, and taking care of one another.
You know, there are disabled people and who don't have the resources to be able to come and get fish, you know. And so it's, you know, everybody shares. And, you know, even in the wintertime when people get moose or caribou, you know, people share with the elders and, you know, the widows and people who can't do it for themselves.
She's not sure what they'll do with the videos, but she hopes they can help preserve and teach others about Yupik cultural traditions. A day of fishing and processing isn't complete until Coolidge throws some fresh fillets on the grill with her favorite marinade.
I get a nice char on it, and then I flip it over and then let it cook for a little while. And then I put the glaze on it.
With jars of canned salmon stacked in the corner, more in the freezer, and plenty hanging outside, Coolidge is stocked for the winter. In Dillingham, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.